The Ides of March, 44 BC, Caesar was turned into a human pincushion. The assassins thought they would seize power and make everything wonderful, while Caesar's right-hand man and dear friend Mark Antony thought he would take over the Caesar family operation. Meanwhile, an 18-year-old kid studying in Greece named Gaius Octavius finds out that his late uncle Julius has adopted him in his will, and that his new name is Julius Caesar Jr., and that he is the heir to Caesar's legacy. Segment 10B, Life During Wartime. The Roman Republic began the first century BC with a severe constitutional conflict. During his multiple consulships, Marius and his client army had saved Rome from Germanic tribes. Now he was back in Rome, working with the populares to win benefits for his client's soldiers. Although Marius retired from the scene in 100 BC, Rome's next 7 decades would be marked by bloody multiple civil wars. In 91 BC, Rome's unwillingness to share full Roman citizenship with its Italian allies started the social war. Marius, Sulla, and other Roman generals found themselves fighting their former Italian comrades, now organized as the State of Italia. The social war ended abruptly and peacefully due to an even bigger problem in the east. In 88 BC, King Mithridates VI of Pontus, in modern-day Turkey, convinced the people of the Roman province of Asia to revolt. Given the Romans' brutal exploitations of its provincials, this was not a tough argument. Mithridates' first step was a bold terrorist act, the murder of a reported 80,000 Romans, including Roman families, Italians, and slaves, in one night. The fact that Mithridates' plot was not apprehended or stopped shows just how hated the Romans had made themselves. As the rebellion spread across the Aegean Sea to Greece, it dawned on the Romans that maybe the Italian allies deserves full citizenship after all. A hurried peace was made, and Rome prepared to punish Mithridates. The end of the social war exposed a fatal flaw in the Roman Republic. What happened when two legislative bodies disagreed with each other? The popular assembly was summoned by a populares tribune. It awarded the command against Mithridates to the beloved Gaius Marius. Marius was happy to accept. He and his veterans had warmed up in the social war and they were ready to go. For its part, the senatorial optimates chose one of the consuls for 87 BC, Lucius Cornelius Sulla, a patrician and once Marius's trusted lieutenant. Like Marius, Sulla had been commanding a client army in the social war. Sulla and his veterans were also warmed up and ready to go. But the war versus Mithridates was not big enough for both Marius and Sulla. Sulla and his army struck first and slaughtered Marius's supporters. For the